We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now 6:47 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Council to consider improvements to Delano neighborhood and Stryker Sports Complex area.
Two.
Fidelity Bank robbed in East Wichita. Suspect is a woman.
One.
Earthquakes rattled parts of three central Kansas counties. No major damage or injuries reported. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Bad news out in traffic this morning, and gasoline prices going up in a little bit more substantial jump than they usually are. Usually going up about 10 cents or so a gallon each time they jump up. This time, closer to 20 cents a gallon. 245 is what we're seeing out there today. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 72. Wednesday sunny. Tomorrow's high again, 89. So we're going to have a couple of days in a row that are going to look a lot like each other. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 8 miles per hour, 72 degrees. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. Stephen Ted in the morning poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. What is your preferred grocery checkout bagging option? Reusable, 21%. Yeah. 21%.
It's gone up, huh?
Paper, 25%. Plastic, 54%. Probably because it's the only, it's the most convenient.
Well, it's the easiest. Yeah,
it's the easiest.
That
amazes me because, you know, that's the worst thing you can do, plastic.
Yeah.
As far as conservation and the landfills and everything, but more than half of the people who go to our website say, oh, I want the plastic.
Yeah, well.
I think they're wrong. That's my opinion.
I feel like I go to the store and I see zero people using paper.
Yeah, not much paper.
Very few are using paper anymore.
We're getting the poll saying 25%. I see no one ever.
Well, do they still? They don't even ask you the question anymore.
No, they don't.
I guess does like the main grocery stores all have paper?
They have.
I think they do.
Does Walmart have paper? I don't think Walmart has paper.
My wife will ask for paper occasionally. She will.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. The website, it's on our webpage, knssradio.com. Your preferred grocery checkout bagging option.
Interesting.
E-cigarettes are getting more people sick, and appealing flavors are a big reason why.
This is all for health. When it comes to vaping, flavor plus solvents equals trouble. Health investigators are trying to pinpoint the cause of nearly 400 cases of lung illnesses affecting people who used e-cigarettes. Some are looking at chemical solvents. Others focus on the flavors like menthol and vanilla added to make the vaping experience more appealing. Dr. Julie Zimmerman, a researcher at Yale School of Medicine, says her team has found evidence of something else.
There are chemical reactions happening between the flavor compounds and the solvents that are used, the liquid that is actually used to carry the nicotine and flavors in these products. So what is being added by the manufacturer is not actually the chemical compounds that the users are being exposed to. There are chemical reactions happening in the liquid after they're packaged and put on the shelf.
But still, the precise cause has not been found. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed lower Monday as a spike in oil prices raised fresh worries about the strength of the global economy. The U.S. and international benchmarks for crude oil each rose more than 14% after a weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Companies in fuel-dependent industries such as airlines and cruise lines fell. The Dow fell 142 points, breaking an eight-day win streak. S&P down 9 and the Nasdaq down 23 points. And as quickly as that, they're raising the prices at the gasoline pumps.
Well, and all my oil friends are real happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're happy. Finally get it up there at a sustainable level.
Buddies in the oil business.
Yeah.
All happy.
Yeah.
All right, it's 6:51 now, Steve and Ted. Student loan forgiveness, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Don, take it away.
I'm going to take it away.
Take it away.
You know, teachers, police officers, firefighters, and other public servants who have attended college are eligible to apply for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. That's the PSLF. You got all those letters right?
Yeah.
Lawmakers funded the program with about $700 million in 2007 to help those whose work is critical to our country's well-being and to help mitigate the nation's student loan debt crisis. But there's a problem. The National Education Association, an educators advocacy group, reports that out of the more than 38,000 applicants, fewer than 300 have been approved to be eligible for the loan forgiveness.
Really?
That's right. Out of 38,000, 300 have been approved. Teachers are often hit hardest as their university costs rival that of engineers and managers. But according to the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, their median salaries range from $50,000 to $66,000, depending upon where they live. The average salary for an engineer is north of $85,000, and for a business manager, it's about $80,000, or well into six figures if bonuses are involved. According to several personal accounts in a Forbes online article, the PSLF program has a history of rejecting applications for reasons as simple as an employer not putting a phone number on the application, a missing cover page, or paperwork that has expired after being held by the program. Now, with less than 1% or fewer than 1% of the applicants having been approved, can we surmise that the program isn't working as intended? Well, we have no evidence other than rejected applications, so I would say probably yes, it's not working. Well, if you're in one of those critical fields that is covered by the PSLF, please do not give up. That's the advice I'm reading. There is a lot of attention upon those problems in that program, and we hope that changes will be made to get it operating as intended, knock on wood. And of course, if you have any questions on student loan debt or other things like that, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Student debt. All right. Today is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. This commemorates the adoption of the Constitution of the United States and those who have become United States citizens. On this day, members of the U.S. Constitutional Convention signed the Constitution in 1787.
Wow.
Ted, how many years have they been haggling over it? About 20 at that point? Ted's my he's my expert on all things at that time.
Well, they had the Articles of Confederation, which were not working. So they had to do something else, and they came up with the Constitution.
And everybody thinks it was signed on July 4th, and it was
what was actually signed July 4th, Ted? Declaration?
Even then, it wasn't signed that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was created. It was adopted. And then it didn't didn't it take till August or September?
Yeah, it didn't get all signed until weeks after.
Well, you had to put it on the back of a horse and take it to another
state,
that's correct. You know, so.
They had to print it.
I consider Ted my expert because he has starred in 1776 on stage so many times.
That is all you need to be a constitutional expert.
He's learning to do with the Constitution.
Yeah. Good point.
There you go.
Although the interpretation of the Constitution now is kind of interesting. You know, people will interpret it to match whatever their needs are.
Well, they will, and the court, you know, we rely on the Supreme Court to be the final arbiter. But, you know, it's a good point. When you're talking about the Constitution of today, it was written, two or three hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Is it still always relevant? The basics have
to be. The basic are, yeah.
The basic rights have to be. But well, there's a lot of debate over that.
Yeah, exactly.
But wow. You notice we don't amend it very often.
They did write the document, and then immediately they amended it 12 times.
Yeah.
Yep, they started putting amendments on it. All right. Anyway, it's good citizen. What does it mean to be a good citizen? Quick question. What do you think, Don?
I think to support other people, you know what I mean? And well, within the law, obviously.
Do you have the Frank Capra approach? We're all in this together?
Well, I do. Okay. I do. Now, unfortunately, there's you know, it's all cyclical, but I think there's some dramatic polarization right now. It's been created by a political atmosphere, but you know what? People are still people, and as long as you can unfollow them on Facebook,
take them off.
Well, no, don't unfollow them, but just know what they're saying is not what they are. It is what they're thinking or how they've been influenced, you know.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, that made no sense whatsoever.
Not much, no. Yeah. All right, guys, coming up here on 7 o'clock, we got all the morning news with Steve and Ted. I'm going to tell you about what's going on with the city council, what they're considering today. That's coming up at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.